The former Reserve Bank Governor, Bernie Fraser, has welcomed the federal government's decision to impose a super profits tax on resource companies and to lift the compulsory superannuation guarantee. Mr. Fraser, who's an independent director with two large industry super funds, says he'd like to see the employer superannuation contribution even higher, and he's accused mining companies of crying wolf. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Remember the kerfuffle over this last year?
Oh, fair shag of the sauce bottle, mate.
It wasn't a slip of the tongue. Mr. Rudd said it three times.
Well, again, fair shag of the sauce bottle, mate.
Many thought he'd mangled the saying. It certainly left an impression on one of the nation's richest men, mining magnate Andrew Forrest. He had the saying, fair suck of the sauce bottle, mate, inscribed on some boxing gloves and gave them to the Prime Minister on Tuesday night in Perth at a dinner to discuss the government's proposed 40% tax on the so-called super profits of mining companies. The message was unmistakably game on. The government says the new tax is essential to pay for its other big promise, to lift the compulsory superannuation guarantee from 9 to 12%. The former Reserve Bank Governor, Bernie Fraser, who's now an independent director with two large superannuation industry funds, is pleased the super rate's going up.
Even though it's going to be some time before that's put in place in total.
Sounds like you'd like to see it higher than 12%.
Yes, but one step at a time.
How much do you think it needs to be for Australians to have an adequate retirement?
15% is a figure that's been talked about.
And the former Reserve Bank chief says a resource super profits tax is years overdue.
I think that's long overdue, to be honest. I'm amazed that there's such vocal opposition, not from the miners, one has to expect that kind of reaction, but it's very disappointing to hear the coalition expressing such views so strongly too, because I think it's very much in the national interest for a greater share, and even under the present arrangements, the government is talking about leaving 60% of the super profits with the mining companies, but to get 40% of the super profits for the community from the development of their non-renewable resources is all to the good, in my view.
The big miners have been quite vocal about this in recent days, BHP Billiton, Rio, Fortescue Metals.
There's inevitably some crying wolf in all this.
That's Bernie Fraser, the former Reserve Bank Governor, speaking there with Sabra Lane.